Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Big broadcast lined up for you today. There have been some serious developments in the ongoing unfolding story of cameras, microphones built standard on almost every new computer system being sold. I say almost everything I've seen has them. Listening to you, watching you, tracking you. Comcast coming out and saying at a conference that this was their holy grail. They came out today and said, well, that story's not accurate, but then went on to admit that they're indeed doing it. Kind of like with the FBI a month ago with InfraGuard, 23,000 executives, they have got prepared to shoot to kill orders U.S. citizens during martial law. They said, the story is totally false in their press release, and then went on to say, yes, they're shoot to kill, and yes, they work for us, but everyone has that power. So they just spun it. And that's their corporate tactic. They say completely false, and then they state it. Kind of like FEMA said 2 years ago, completely false, we're not training preachers secretly for martial law. And then, well, actually we are, but it's completely false. Their government psychiatrists have come up with that as, everything they do is crafted. And I meant to play this Friday. I did play it on the Sunday show, but we will play it today. Big company and has been consulting with the government wants to make you wear, everyone wear a taser bracelet when you enter the airport so everyone can be guilty until proven innocent to keep us safe. They can just taser us at will to save us from evil Al-Qaeda hijackers that are hiding under every bed and cupboard. So we'll get into that, too. Also, 15-mile-per-hour speed plan for eco-towns, total micromanagement of your entire life. Coming up, Iran behind green zone attacks. More lies, just like they claimed Iran tried to attack the missile cruisers with motorboats. Turned out that was a total lie. Pentagon report finds no evidence of Saddam's attempt to assassinate Bush. Remember they said Saddam was working with Al-Qaeda, the opposite group. He was a secular government. In fact, the CIA tried to use... It doesn't matter. The facts don't matter. Pentagon report finds no evidence of Saddam's attempt to assassinate Bush. Also, police ask residents to submit to voluntary gun searches. No, this isn't Boston. This is D.C. We're going to play a clip to analyze the news propaganda and then go through that huge Second Amendment news as the attack goes into warp drive against your Second Amendment ownership while they announce, don't run, we are your friends. Ever seen Mars Attacks? Years ago, we'd play that clip on air. Don't run, we are your friends. They'd have loudspeakers, the aliens playing that as they ran around zapping everyone with ray guns. And some people believe it and stop, and then they laugh and shoot you. It's literally, don't run, we are your friends. Don't run, we're the government. We're here to help you. Just like they were smashing tanks into the Waco church, saying this is not an assault, as Delta Force machine gunned the Davidians trying to flee the back. All on video. Government shows you video of troops shooting people and says, though that looks like they're shooting them, that's not what that is. Men in infantry stance behind the Bradley vehicles, opening fire, and people running out in fear and falling on the ground, flailing, and then the tanks run over them with extreme wanton enjoyment. EU may boycott Beijing Olympics, speaking of running over people with tanks, EU may boycott Beijing Olympics over cultural genocide in Tibet. Dollar falls on speculation. U.S. consumer confidence is waning. Gold spikes upwards. Torture architect John Yoo hypocritically blasts Democratic Party for violating Constitution's intent. Comcast try to cover up move to watch consumers via televisions. It's all coming up. Ultra-massive transmission. And yes, a lot of your phone calls. And we're working on some news-related guests right now, feverishly. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutraceutical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Wide open phones today at 1-800-259-9231. And what a broadcast we have lined up for you today. We're going to get into another war provocation. General Petraeus, George Bush's pinup girl, saying that Iran is behind the Green Zone attack. Just completely made up the 180 degrees from strategically what Iran would do. Put out by a liar who, you know when he's lying, his lips are moving. These are the same people that put out fake radio transmissions in English for everyone so the buffoons on television could see it, of saying we're going to blow your ships up, ha, 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 as motorboats drove along 500 yards away from the ships there in the Strait of Hormuz, which always happens. The missile cruisers come right up to their territorial waters, and the pilot boats come out just like anybody else's Coast Guard do and cruise along the perimeter. Our government doesn't care. They just put out a fake tape. The difference is it came out that it was fake because there were commanders on the ships who weren't going to go along with it, like Fox Fallon. And you know where Fox Fallon is now. He's bye-bye. The admiral has been removed, and little liar Petraeus can tell us that Iran is behind al-Qaeda, and that Iran is al-Qaeda. The Shiites are al-Qaeda, folks. By the way, for mainline listeners, you know, who just tuned in for the first time, that's a joke. I know the news says that, but that's because they think you're stupid. That's the opposite group. They're at each other's throats. That's like saying Lex Luthor is Superman. It's apples and oranges. It's 180 degrees opposite. It doesn't matter anymore. Just believe whatever you want. Just be a slave. Drink your fluoride. Love your government. Just believe that your dollar's strong. Just there's people who email me and call me, and I've got friends who've got family and others who just their family tells them, nope, dollar's strong. It's all a lie. All a conspiracy theory. Okay, just believe whatever you want then, you know. People think that they can just believe whatever they want, and that makes it reality. They believe the lie of perception being reality. That is not the case. I mean, maybe for a three-year-old who still thinks that peekaboo, you know, they cover their eyes up and they say, you can't see me, a two-year-old. Usually by the time they're three, they know that it isn't the case. You know, a baby covers their eyes and they think that the world went away. No, it didn't go away. It's still right there. Peekaboo. I mean, that's what the general public is a bunch of two-year-olds saying peekaboo all day long. And you think you can cover your eyes up, stick your head in the sand, and all of this stuff goes away. It doesn't go away. It gets worse every minute. It grows and grows and grows. And the corrupt get more and more power and take over more and more and kick the final links, the final good people out of the police forces, out of the FBI, out of the government, out of the corporations. So Iran behind Green Zone attack. The most senior U.S. general in Iraq has said he has evidence that Iran was behind Sunday's bombardment of Baghdad's heavily fortified Green Zone. General David Petraeus told BBC he thought Tehran had trained, equipped, and funded insurgents who fired the barrage of mortars and rockets. He said Iran was adding that he described the lethal accelerants to a very combustible mix. There has yet been no response from Iran to the accusations. In response to the news, about 4,000 U.S. military personnel have now been killed in Iraq. He said it showed how much the mission had cost, but added that America was realistic about it. Again, everything's lies out of his mouth. I haven't looked it up in 2 years, and we need to look it back up. But 3 years in, it was published in even mainstream news that 15,000 people have died, troops. U.S. troops have died as a result of their wounds, but that's not counted anymore. In the mid-1990s, they decided to only count it if you died in-country. If you die a week later in Germany or in England or the U.S. when you're flown out of infection or whatever, you didn't die in combat. Kind of like the Russians in Afghanistan would lie about their numbers. You know, it's now public and declassified that from 1960 to 1964, upwards of 6,000 U.S. troops died in Vietnam, and it was just kept secret. So they've done this before, and they're doing it again. So if your son gets hit by a mortar, but his body armor protects most of his organs, but shrapnel goes into his brain, and then he gets maggoted, say, in Kansas City, where the big facility maggots the troops, it's called maggoting. It's been in the news. It happens all over the country. They just tie them down in the back, and then the flies crawl up their nose and lay eggs in their sinus, and they have a brain meal. Oh, I know it's anti-troop to say they shouldn't be killed by maggots. I understand. I should just shut up and wrap an American flag made by Chinese slaves around me and shut up about maggoting. But that's what the New Order is all about. They are maggots. Their spirit is that of a rotting horse covered in maggots. I use that example a lot because that's what we face. They bombard our society from the sky with millions of dead horses. That's basically what they do. They're black hole maggot creatures. We can see their spirit. They look like maggots, basically giant maggots in three-piece suits. Eating children. Iran behind Green Zone attack. The most senior U.S. general in Iraq has said he has evidence that Iran was behind Sunday's bombardment. Then he gives none. In response to the news that 4,000 U.S. military personnel have now been killed, see, total lies, he said it showed how much the mission had cost, but added that America's was realistic about it. He also said a great deal of progress has been made because of the flipping of communities, the decision by Sunni tribes to turn against al-Qaeda militants. The extent of this is surprising. Even U.S. military, he said, promises violated, and then it goes on. So just all lies from Petraeus. Who betrays us. Pentagon report finds no evidence of Saddam attempt to assassinate Bush. Raw story. And remember, we heard multiple stories. Saddam was planning to kill him. Saddam tried to hire al-Qaeda to kill him. Just completely made up on the face of it. Doesn't matter. In President Bush's view, former Iraq dictator Saddam Hussein was many things. A developer of weapons of mass destruction, an ally of al-Qaeda, and a guy that tried to kill my dad. Recent intelligence reports have already shot down the first two notions. No WMD stockpiles were found in Iraq after the U.S. invasion, and a just-released Pentagon assessment failed to find any smoking gun link between Saddam and the terror group that plotted the 9/11 attacks. Now skepticism is newly enveloping allegations of an Iraqi plot to assassinate former President George Bush on a trip to Kuwait in 93. Newsweek's Michael Isikoff reports that the same Pentagon report that is essentially disproved as an Iraq al-Qaeda link also calls into question the 93 plot to spur former President Bill Clinton to launch a Tomahawk cruise missile against Saddam Hussein's Iraq intelligence service, Isikoff writes. That was because he had some sex scandals out then, so he tomahawked them. Bill Clinton's tough. A lot of good old boys should say what you want about him, but he hit them al-Qaeders. As they devalue your dollar and suck your pension funds. You don't care as long as you feel like you're on top of things. You like being kind. You like being a schmuck. You like being stupid. You like losing your country. You like ruining your children and grandchildren's future. Fine. Don't let me stand in the way of your happiness and success. You've done a great job, yuppies. Great job, good old boys. Great job, chicken neck liberals. Being idiots, being con, not knowing which end is up. I'm not being nice, it's because I'm mad. Our country's already basically gone. It's on life support, and you're trying to pull the plug. And I just don't think it's funny. Okay, that brings me to the next tidbit of news. We're going to cover this after the break. Well, I'll get to this in a minute. First off, EU may boycott Beijing Olympics over cultural genocide in Tibet. Dollar falls on speculation, U.S. consumer confidence falling. Torture architect John Yoo hypocritically blasts Democratic Party for violating Constitution's intent. Companies try to cover up move to watch consumers via their own televisions, cameras in your home. Comcast cameras to start watching you is the story that came out a few days ago that's gotten so much attention. And other headlines, the internet effects on news, London Independent, Google is watching you. Excessive emails and text are a mental illness. Need to be forcibly drugged. That's the news of Australia. Mondale accuses Cheney of wholesale assault on the Constitution. What about when Bill Clinton did it? See, they find comfort in attacking each other to create the false view that there's a difference. So we'll be breaking down how they operate. That's just like two different tag teams fighting each other in WWF. It's fake. It's choreographed. It isn't real. Some Big Brothers over Big Brother, a story out of the Baltimore Sun, serious Big Brother developments. Protein map of human spit created. Satellite radio merger gets antitrust okay. Yeah, it's two companies that are the only providers of satellite radio who are monopolistic and control who can get on their airwaves. Now they're going to merge. That's not free market. That's a simulation of free market. That's crony capitalism, or mercantilism, if you want to use a proper term. Britain is the world's seventh most stable and prosperous nation. We'll break down those supposed numbers. A ridiculous story about a bandit who hypnotizes bank tellers and cashiers. That's a mainstream news story. Food stamp use in the U.S. doubled since 2001. Sean Hannity confronted over his relationship with neo-Nazi Hal Turner, who is a definite Fed. That's why he has a relationship to him. You think that clown's really... I mean, come on, don't be so stupid. We will... Comcast, again, more on that. But we're going to get into D.C. and the coming in your house without warrants to get your guns. It's going nationwide.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Comes the criminal government, and it wants you to be its slave. It wants your guns in a big bad way. Then the fun can really start. Then they can really start having their way with you. Hey, don't worry, just give me that gun and then we can really groove, baby. Yeah, we're going to be real nice to you once we got those guns. Never mind people to tell you we're planning something really bad and that we know you'd fight back even though you're cowardly. What we got planned for you, baby, is so bad we know you'd fight us. So just go ahead and give up them guns. Yeah, don't worry, baby. Just come into Papa's arms and let the government pimp you out. All right, let's go ahead and play the newscast. This is all off the chart, totally insane. I'm going to break down the different facets of it, but at least the people are saying no in D.C. To the, quote, amnesty. And if you think they're going to give you amnesty, mind if I come in and look for your guns? And then while they're in there, they're going to look for anything. Dirty plates, they'll CPS your kids. By the way, we happen to know, and this is as criminal as it gets. This is when government is, this is Nazi Germany on steroids. Here it is in D.C. going nationwide.
A controversial program. They handed out flyers today urging people to let officers come into their homes to search for guns. The program is set to begin in a couple of weeks, but there are already quite a number of people who don't like it. Pat Collins joins us from the D.C. police headquarters with more on this. Pat?
Wendy, I've got some dueling flyers here. This one from the police department asking for your consent to go into your house and look for guns. This one from the ACLU, it says, to police, no consent to search our home. This could get ugly here.
Your home is your castle. The police do not have a right to search your home. Say no to the police.
Community leaders going door to door in Ward 8, advising residents not to invite cops into their homes to search for weapons. This comes in response to a controversial safe home program. The mayor and the chief want people to voluntarily allow cops in their house to look for guns. They promise amnesty, but some city leaders say this could have dire consequences. William Lockridge is on the school board.
Bad idea. I think the people should not open your doors under any circumstances. Don't even crack your door. Unless someone has a warrant for your arrest.
Marion Barry is the councilman for Ward 8.
In this community, there's already enough animosity about the police anyway. And the police gonna come to your house. You think if you have some illegal activity going on, you're gonna let them in to see it? Plus, it violates the Fourth Amendment, I think. It's wrong-headed.
Ron Hampton is with the Black Police Officers Association.
Well, this is one of those communities where the police even have problems with getting information about crimes that's going on in the community. So to suggest now that the police have enough community capital in their hand that the community is going to cooperate with them, I'm not so sure that that's a good idea.
The police say if a gun is found in your home, you won't be charged with a violation of the D.C. gun law. A police spokeswoman says if during these consent searches they find evidence of other crimes, you get amnesty for that as well.
Chief Lanier has been clear, amnesty means amnesty.
So it's amnesty from any crime.
Because the reality is that people have invited us to come into their homes.
All right, let's stop right there. This is absolute bull. This is setting the precedent. We need to do a story on this. Let me give you the skinny. It started in Dallas about 8 years ago. Then we saw it in Tucson, Phoenix, L.A., areas of upstate New York, Florida. It's called Knock and Talk. Google it. And they predominantly go to middle-class, upper-middle-class neighborhoods when they did it in the South and West. The thing in Boston and D.C. is mainly poor areas and blue-collar. And they come to the door, and we've interviewed people this has happened to, and it's been in the news. We just go to people's names in the news and had them on years ago, and they go, knock, knock. Hello, I'm Officer Johnson. This is Officer Richards. We'd like to search your house. Just make sure your guns are stowed properly and carefully. Mind if we come in? And most women, and they usually target about noon, they target areas where they see cars or home or a woman out front watering the plants. They mainly target women, and they force their way in, and it is unbelievable. Random. See, guilty until proven innocent. We're going to make sure you're good. And, of course, this is really about seeing somebody that acts paranoid and then just forcing their way in. And in Boston, they do not give you amnesty. It's a total lie. The government is a pack of criminal scum. And we're going to go over all the different facets to this when we get back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond.
you can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. 1126, or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutriMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change things, he will. For man is invaded, he's doomed. First step was touching the moon. Now there's a woman on my blood. She just sit there as the night grows.
Okay, we're back live. Your call's coming up momentarily. Now, when I say the government is run by criminal scum, I want to be clear. Predominantly, most county, city, state, and the federal government are run by organized crime, global syndicates that control the private central banks. They got control of those in the last 200 years by criminal actions, by assassinations. They have slowly brainwashed the public, conditioned us, sold us that tyranny is liberty, and liberty is tyranny. Up is down, down is up, black is white is black. I'm not saying the average cop or government bureaucrat or school teacher is bad. You follow orders, you do what you've been compartmentalized to do, and you don't even see the big picture. It takes all of my intellect to be able to see the big picture, and then to pull back and go, my gosh, this is amazing. Now, knock and talk. All over the country, suburbs of Dallas, Dallas proper, they come to your door, and they force their way in. They intimidate their way in, and the police, by the way, usually end up complaining. The police unions don't like it. You just heard one of the top officers, and you know he's with the union, so he's allowed to talk. Most officers can't, and he said, we don't like this. We're really going to be hated now. Absolutely. But see, the establishment wants the people separate from the police. They want police tasering and videos of them beating innocent people. to then make the public hate police, then the police compact even more into their own gang mentality and their own subculture. That's exactly what regular street gangs do. They're using psychology on you, and it's all about how the system and the brotherhood wants to protect you, and but really it's there to abuse you and use you and control you. So basic psychology is being used on you. You know, if you're not cop, you're little people. And that's the system that they're selling them on. And it's well known in New York as a detective, if you won't get on the take, they're going to set you up. And so they say, hey, buddy, you didn't know when you joined up? You didn't know when you get made detective? You didn't know when you got on the narcotics vice squad that we deal the drugs? They've had like five different house cleanings there where they admit over 75% are the narcotics traffickers in New York. Dallas, it's admitted. They just randomly pull you over in a nice car, throw a bag of chalk in the back, take your car, take your home, no judge, no jury, no nothing. That's called tyranny, and it's taking over. And it's everywhere. And D.C. is rated as the third or fourth, depending on which, every year they get a different place, but they're usually in the top five. L.A. is usually number one, Chicago number two, New York number three, but D.C. is closely behind them just for murder for hire, prostitution, drug dealing. And the average beat cop's just out trying to stop robberies and help little old ladies across the street, but the higher-ups is just a criminal enterprise. This is the place where the mayor's on video, you know, smoking cocaine. And they have a total gun ban in the city. And the Supreme Court's about to rule that they can't have gun bans. They're going to spin it and say, well, you have a right, but we can still ban your guns. I've read the briefs. I've read what the Supreme Court said. It'll be out in the next few months. You'll see. But I predicted before what even the oral arguments and statements would be, and it was exactly what I said it would be, because I know government policy. I know how these crooks operate. I know every one of their tricks. Tricks within tricks within tricks within tricks within tricks. And it's real simple. Once you figure out the tricks, it's just like knowing how a magician does a coin trick. You know, if you're a five-year-old, you think it's real, but if you're 30 years old, you know it's fake. Pro wrestling's fake. It's not real. It's all a simulation of liberty, a simulation of voting, a simulation. Well, this is the rebellion against the simulation, against the Matrix, and we're not going along with it anymore. So getting back to D.C., I mean, on the face of it, oh, this is for your safety. We're doing safety checks where we want to try to intimidate our way into all of your houses. On the face of it, a complete violation of the Fourth Amendment, a complete violation of Magna Carta, common law, every canon of a free society, a violation of just the most basic fundamental rights. And then it gets worse. The police, the prosecutors, do not have a right to give amnesty. Only a governor at the end of their term, and then that is politically scrutinized, and they can get in trouble and go to jail if it's improper. Only a governor or a president can engage in pardons and in a limited respect. If you go in a house and somebody's putting cigarettes out on their kid, or you go in a house and there's a meth lab in the back, or you go in a house and there's a dead person in a trunk, there is not amnesty. Now, on the surface, they can't do that, and that's illegal and criminal and violates hundreds of laws. But it's worse than that. Folks, they don't give you any amnesty. That is absolute bull. I know from the Phoenix stories, the Tucson stories, the Dallas Morning News stories out of Dallas, they do not. And they, then when they come to your door and say, well, no, you can't search, they say, well, what do you have to hide, ma'am, sir? And you know what I'm going to say? Listen to me. You know you're violating the Fourth Amendment. I know your bosses want to set a precedent to do this. Shame on you. I want your badge numbers right now. If this goes any further, you're going to personally be litigated. And you can beat the rap, you can't beat the ride. I will sue you personally. You're outside of your jurisdiction, your office. You're not allowed to cross the threshold of my property line, my yard, unless you've got some probable cause or a call. Now, their big trick is they'll claim you've got a 911 call. Then when you try to go get the records, they just don't exist. That's a big trick they use. And it's just so criminal. The bad guys do things like that. The bad guys try to come to your home. Now, remember Bill Clinton on MTV? It's in my book, The Sin of Tyranny. I actually have the quote, and I forgot to find it during the break. Let me see. There's President Bush, September 11, 1990. Out of these troubled times, a new world order can emerge under a United Nations that performs as envisioned by its founders. The first four pages are quotes in my book. There's H.G. Wells saying they're going to kill the majority of us under the new world order. There's Arthur Schlesinger Jr. saying the same thing. There's Henry Kissinger saying they're going to use U.N. troops in America after staging terror attacks. There's George Bush Sr. calling for world government again. Where's my Bill Clinton quote? There's Ted Turner saying he wants to kill 95% of us. There's Prince Philip saying it. No, it's not. Where's my David Rockefeller? We're on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis. The nations will accept the new world order. No. That's not it. Oh, here's Bill Clinton. When we got organized as a country and we wrote a fairly radical constitution with a radical Bill of Rights, giving a radical amount of individual freedoms to Americans, and so a lot of people say there's too much personal freedom. And personal freedom being abused, you have to move to limit it. That's what we did in the announcement I made last weekend on the public housing projects and how we're going to have weapon sweeps and more things like that to try to make people safer in their communities. President Bill Clinton, March 22nd, 94, MTV's Enough is Enough. Their little cult brainwashing thing where they tell the kids to rat on their parents and turn your guns in. And they started back then doing gun sweeps and projects saying, you don't have any right to own a gun because you're in government housing. And see, now they've just moved on to suburbs and $400,000 houses in Dallas and Tucson and Los Angeles. And the cops come to your door, and they just go door to door. There's no judge, no jury, no warrants, no probable cause, no suspicion, no nothing. It's just, you're all guilty until proven innocent, and we're the secret police, and we're here to talk to you. Well, there's many other areas where this happens. You know, everybody's told, even if you've got money, it's not welfare, you know, it's not your poor, it's not your lower blue collar, it's, oh, you know, the government's got a head start, and they advertise it for everybody, and put your kid in school when they're two or three, and by the way, you're going to get three CPS visits a year. And they come to your house, and they find something to grab your kid and go sell it to pedophiles about a tenth of the time. The rest of the time, it's just a well-meaning families that pay $500,000, $300,000, depending on the child. Or they take it if it's a black child or Hispanic child and test pesticides on it until the child dies. I was on a local number one talk show here in Austin for 2.5 hours this morning, and I just go on the show and say, Google this, Google that, Google Bush kissing a gay porn star at the press dinner, and, you know, and the same guy that visits the White House at midnight, and they didn't believe me. They Googled it. There it was. And then I said, Google force-feeding black kids pesticides. They Googled it. There it was, mainstream news. I mean, I'm not the one that did all this. I'm sorry it sounds crazy, Dyncorp Halliburton running child kidnapping rings. I mean, these just hardcore crooks run it all. They enjoy it. You understand? Psychopaths run the government now. And they order the police to go out and get in the business of confiscating your guns. They didn't hire 26,000 preachers and train them and pay them covertly to give sermons telling their flocks, this is secret, now it's public. But imagine them saying, this is secret, don't tell them, here's what you're supposed to preach. Turn your guns in, submit to government, go to FEMA camps, let them break your families up, take inoculations. I gave you the secret documents a year and a half before it was on the news. You think they hired 26,000 preachers, 23,000 executives, 450,000 truck drivers to be tattletales? You think they, in every major public school, give the kids discount $200 credit cards to report on their parents and what's in the medicine cabinet because they're nice people or they want to keep you safe? They're taking over. They are going to come, and they are going to have firefights, and they are going to kill you. The SWAT teams are going to set fire to your house. They're going to have little robots roll up and fire a firebomb into your house, and then they're going to have fire engines next door to it to spray down the other houses, and they're going to turn the gas off, and they're going to burn you up in your house. That's what they're training to do. I was shown secret Marine Corps footage that I wasn't allowed to air. I have similar footage I shot myself, where the people scream, "We're Americans, don't take our farmland," and with heavy machine guns, they simulate mowing hundreds of us down for protesting. They're here to kill you and your family. Do you understand? I'm not risking my life for nothing. This isn't a drill. This isn't a simulation. This is real. They have armies, huge divisions of aggravated violent felons and illegal aliens ready to eat their own guts and ask for seconds. What makes the grass grow? Blood, blood, blood. The Pentagon, the British Defense Ministry's official reports admit their new mission is suppressing domestic populations. They want your guns. They want your sons and daughters. They want your bank accounts. And they're going to have it. Hitler, Stalin, Mao, Caligula, thousands of dictators, they do it because they like it. They're bored. They like to burn cities. They like to fly remote control jets into buildings. They like to nuke cities. They like to put cancer viruses in your vaccines. They like to hurt you. And because you're not like them, you can't wrap your mind around that level of evil. But to them, that's power. They revel. They give awards to whoever is most vicious. They enjoy what they do. They don't care if you've got a free market or a good life. Contrary, they don't want anyone happy but themselves. They like dark, boarded up cities with smokestacks dirtying the air as they live on their private villas and you slave and have got two changes of clothes in your tiny apartment with no running water. That's what they like. You know, I wasn't joking around. I talked to Rob about it yesterday. He worked with me on martial law. He remembers all of Arnold Schwarzenegger's artwork of dead babies covered with worms, little girls in provocative positions, in Nazi uniforms, demons leering over babies. Remember the artwork on PBS of Jack Kevorkian? It's demons eating babies as they come out of women's wombs. And I'll never forget seeing a big New York function with Tom Cruise and people. I was just flipping through the TV about 10 years ago, and it came to Jack, it might have been 15 years ago, to Jack Kevorkian, going, "This is my art. I painted it in my own blood." And it's a demon eating a baby, XXX, pornography. But it was okay to show on PBS because it was so beautiful. So they showed it on mainline PBS in Austin of a demon eating a baby coming out of a woman. And this art was, quote, good. It was very shocking, provocative. It made me have adrenaline releases when they would cut to another painting. I mean, really wicked-looking demons right out of nightmares, things that were palpable. And he would say, "I painted this in my own blood." And there were all these superstar supermodels giddily kissing all over him and going, That's who runs things. That's what they like, is demons eating babies, little girls in little Nazi uniforms provocatively laying on the ground. That's who they are, ladies and gentlemen. Pit of hell demons with huge forces of psychopaths and sociopaths and bullies ready to murder you and your family. I'm not joking around. That's the reality. That's what they're going to do. If we let them do door-to-door random gun searches, if we let them do what they did in New Orleans, if we let them do everything they're doing, they didn't triple the size of the BATF to play tiddlywinks. We are going to incrementally. You think I'm joking? The White House wrote memos saying they can sexually torture children. And I can't believe there are people that support that. I can't believe there are neocon talk show hosts that say it's good. In fact, find the Limbaugh clip where he says Abu Ghraib was fun, blowing off steam. You see, they're really letting you know who they are, aren't they? There's nothing they love more than having you chained down. Psychopaths are all the same, folks. They love it when you're chained down. They get to come in and terrorize you and the fear in your eyes. And more often than not, they like to bite. And they just reach over and bite a big bloody chunk out, and the blood runs down their face, and they take off their suit, their fancy tie. They always like to wear suits. I'm a nice man. You got in the car, didn't you? Yeah, that's right. And they pull the tie off, and they just reach over, hey, bite a big bloody chunk right out of you. Oh, I'm the government. Oh, I'm going to taser you when you're handcuffed. I'm going to have my way with you now. Well, I tell the good people it's time we rise up and prepare ourselves. And it's time we make the commitment to realize that these enemies cannot stand before us. If we simply ask God to lead, God, and direct us and fill ourselves with righteous rage and strength of the human spirit and all that is decent, to let them know that they will be defeated!
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank. Someone who cares.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you can be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance.
Police ask residents to submit to voluntary searches. That's just to give you news images of police searching for guns, just like the gun buybacks are for images of people lining up, turning guns in for money. It's all part of getting you ready for mass gun confiscations. And then they can just have their way with us. They don't care. All the good cops will just get out, and they'll let their aggravated felony legal aliens do it. And that's what it's now coming down to. Let's go to your calls into the next hour. I got a ton of other news I haven't even gotten to yet, but nationwide, the knock-knock, I'd like to, do you have any guns? Do you have any legal guns here? Again, they do it in pro-gun areas where we still have a Second Amendment. And just let us inspect and see if they're safe, ma'am. Let us in. Now, that's your evil government right there. There's no way you can spin it, no way you can fix it, and there's no way. Just show us who you are. Go ahead. Let's go to Mark in Vermont. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, thanks a lot. You're really, you've been an inspiration lately. I don't always agree, but I do agree with freedom, and I agree with liberty. I've called before, and now I've got to let you know about something that's going on in a little place called Rutland, Vermont. Our inspector and Pat Leahy came down to town the other day and had a forum about crime in town. It's a little town, about 16,000-17,000 people. And they're, you know, accountable crimes on one hand, let's say. They were bad. You know, I wouldn't want to diminish them. But now, 25 years of corruption locally and all these kinds of things.
Okay, so what did they propose?
Federal money. They got helicopters flying overhead at night so that they can pick out cars that have one.
Look, here's the deal. You know, they break in businesses around here, cops won't come. But they're there writing the soccer moms tickets for going 5 miles over the speed limit. They steal your car, the cops won't come. And we've got, I don't know, from 300,000 cops to 2 million cops. They just keep hiring more and more and more to run our lives, period.
Yeah, it seems that they've called in the big guns, you know, little situation, and also...
Yeah, everything is a crisis. Everything is, the anti-terror money is now going to be anti-crime money. It's federalization.
Yeah, and this is a situation, and the reason I called in before was you gave me some great information about the Delphi technique, which I had the Delphi technique used on me. I basically got told also by the... I decided to become an activist, go downtown and deal with these things head on. So came out that I had a little meeting with the head of the editor of the newspaper, who looked at me. I'd met the man one time, and he pointed at me and he said, "You've got no credibility in this community." And I thought, well, you know, that's interesting that they've said, "Come down, bring your ideas."
Yeah, that's a way to neutralize you. You say you don't count, peasant, or now you're mentally ill. You know, there's more than 15 designations for thinking the government's corrupt is now mentally ill.
Well, I don't feel mental. I feel.
Sir, they just do it to change the subject. It's like when you say, "I don't want Centra to take over all our roads." The paper just says Centra isn't Spanish owned. I mean, it's a public lie. Anyone could find out in 5 seconds it isn't true. They just don't care. They practice lying as a science to condition you to accept it.
Yeah, the forum, even I thought it was an open forum with with these federal oil inspector, who also wrote a new book. I guess he was out to push that. But so they show up and they only invite in healthcare workers, education workers, and the mayor and the police and the mayor who sat there. And the mayor's family has sold tobacco and alcohol.
Yeah, they all go there just to feel powerful. They're all slaves. They've been injected with the cancer viruses. They drink the sodium fluoride. They're having the black op run on them. They love death. Don't worry. They're going to get everything they want.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.